Zach Buchanan.
I guess just how did it feel to be back on the field, and how does your knee feel after playing a full game?
It felt, sorry, Casey was making a face back there about something. It felt great. I don't know. I think I missed 7 or 8 games maybe. Felt like a lot longer just having to watch on TV and not be here with the team and all that, but it felt great. Good to be back, good to compete, good to have fans in the seats, and good to get a win last night. Knee feels good. Woke up today, feels great, so I'm ready to go.
Nick, you remain pretty confident that this is something that you can kind of just keep playing. You can kind of go back to the way things are normally for you in a season.
As far as my knee?
Right. Because, I mean, you were talking about you didn't want to come back until you were really ready to go through the grind of it. I'm just making sure, like, you feel like it's ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be back playing if it wasn't ready. And, I feel like I can play defense how I want to, run the bases the way I need to, and hit and do all the things I need to. It's not perfect. There's very few times throughout a regular season, though, that I do feel perfect anyways. So, there's always something you're dealing with, and I just have to stay on top of, just making sure it stays in a good spot.
Steve Gilbert,
how do you feel at the plate, Nick? You drew a walk first at bat last night. Just being off that much time. I know you took some at bats at the alt side and whatnot. It just never seems to be the same. How do you feel at the plate yesterday?
I felt pretty good. I like my first 2 at-bats, third one, hop up with the bases loaded, missed a pretty hittable pitch. Same thing with the last at-bat. I like my swing decisions. I didn't chase. I think I chased one pitch out of, like, maybe 10 or so out of the zone, which was good. So swing decisions are good. I'm picking up the off-speed. I'm going to start hitting balls. I hit the ball hard the second at-bat, just right up the middle to the second baseman. I feel good. I got enough at bats in those alternate site games to kind of feel ready. And the timing is something that's going to come. You get more at bats and all that, but I feel good. I like where I'm at with my swing decisions and the approach I have at the plate.
Nick, was there a point over the last week or so where your knee kind of turned the corner for you and you just felt like, okay, I'm past it?
Yeah, I definitely turned a corner. Can't remember exactly what day it was. Wednesday, maybe? Tuesday or Wednesday. Felt like significant improvement. Some of the stuff I was doing in the weight room, I felt like really kicked in and started to help. The injections probably just needed a little bit more time than what the doctors had said. And, it's definitely, like I said earlier, it's not perfect. It's not something that's going to completely be gone right now, but I just have to maintain it and take care of it, and I'm very confident that doing that is going to make it 100% going forward.
Jack Summers.
I don't want to use the phrase favoring it. I think that would be wrong, but are there any, like, strategies you've had to develop in how you play to kind of, keep things on the right track, or once you're out there in the field, is just confident that your preparation has allowed you to, play unencumbered?
Yeah, for the most part, I mean, the game, like, intensity, like, high-speed stuff feels fine, which is good. Just doing random stuff like jogging is still uncomfortable. But I'd much rather have, a high-speed movement, like, sprinting on the bases or going for a ground ball in the hole, like, feel fine, and then jogging feel not great. So, that's kind of, like, the last thing, I guess, that doesn't feel really good right now, and I don't really have to jog competitively, just jog on and off the field. So, that'll come soon and start feeling better as well.
Hey, Gilbert.
Yes, I mean, there's no more home run trots. You'll have to sprint around the bases.
Someone mentioned Adam Rosales, but definitely not going to do that. You guys remember him? His full speed,
yes.
Sprint around the bases.
Yeah, I remember that. That play last night, it seemed like Moustakas kind of kicked it in a little extra gear there when he saw you kind of drop that ball.
Yeah, I mean, I probably took too much of a risk, obviously, and, really close to being double play, but didn't end up getting any outs, and, that can't happen. I think I probably gave it away a little bit too soon just because the ball didn't have, like, enough loft underneath it. So I kind of had to let it drop. I had to play back behind it. And I saw Suarez take a step back, and I saw Moustakas not running hard right away. But, you know, as the ball got closer to me, I think they both kind of figured out what was going on and came back to bite me. But Riley Smith picked me up huge. You know, he got a couple outs, or got an out, and then got the double play ball right to me. So love when the pitcher does that, make a mistake, and then he gets you another ground ball or another play shortly after that. So he did a great job for us last night and really picked me up that inning.
Last question, Nick Foro.
Nick, what do you make of the start of that you guys are off to? I know you have only played a little bit, but and how would you kind of compare like where you guys are from like a team mentality perspective after 10 or 11 games compared to last year?
Well, it's not 1/6 of our season, which is good. obviously, we started slow, not the way we wanted to, but you know, I think our offense has started to kind of kick it into gear a little bit these last few days and, you know, get some guys going that started really slow. Escobar's looked really good the last few days. And, you know, we're working better counts, and guys like LeCastro are doing his thing, getting on base like crazy and causing havoc on the bases. And, you know, we're getting some better, obviously, output from our starting pitchers. And I think we're going to be all right. I think, you know, you just trust the process. You look at how things are going and try to make the necessary adjustments. And then you just try to stay consistent and steady, just knowing that it is a long season. You know, there's a difference between urgency and panic. And I think last year we had too many of us that because of the short season or COVID or whatever it was that, you know, we didn't really have urgency. We had more panic. And I think that hurt guys more than helped. So we have urgency. Guys are, you know, already digging in and trying to make the necessary adjustments on things that they need to. You know, and like for Escobar, it's already starting to pay off. He's, you know, homered in 3 straight games. It looks really good now. So I think we're going to be great. I think we're going to have a really good season. We're just going to take it one game at a time.
And then we haven't seen the lineup. All right, I don't think it's been posted yet. Are you in there today?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Everybody hang on. We'll have Tori here up in a minute.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, guys.